Show your priests your conversion of life. Do not get angry with your priests because they do not accept the message. Do not speak against them behind their back or to their face. Be patient with them the way my people were with me. I found out that before I came to my parish, the people were praying for a priest who would do what we are now doing. And that when I came, they were praying for me to go to Medjugorje. For 3.5 years they prayed. And now their priest is standing before you. So God will do whatever he wishes if we will allow him to do it in his good time. Why do priests have a hard time believing in something like Medjugorje? Because we priests handle the sacred mysteries so often that we risk the danger of having our spiritual sensibilities dulled by routine. And that's not a condemnation, that's just a reality. We do something so often, we forget what we're doing at times. It is difficult sometimes to bring ourselves back every day to realize what we're doing when we say, this is my body. We priests need the support of our people to help our faith grow, not by looking at your rosaries, but by looking at your faces in constant attention during Holy Mass as we show you the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. We need to hear your sincere confessions of your own sins, not your blaming everybody else in your family and at work for your troubles, but your outright acknowledgement, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. And we need to witness your spirit of sacrifice and service. There's so many people who criticize Medjugorje because it seems to have no message of service and charity, and it does. If you will live the messages, because the message of penance is a message of sacrifice, what greater sacrifice is there than to give your time and your attention to others? What good does it do to fast on Wednesdays and Fridays if you are still self-centered in your way of living? The fast that God desires most of all is a life lived out of love for others. That and only that is going to change the hearts of priests and bishops. Those of us priests who have accepted Medjugorje have usually done so because of the spirit of prayer and penance in you, the people. It's done by going to Medjugorje, perhaps, but not by witnessing visions, but by hearing confessions, as I did. And the interesting thing now to realize is that since we cannot go to Medjugorje, what Father Jozo said once is very true. Everybody cannot go to Medjugorje, but Medjugorje must come to everyone. And now, of all times, it must come here. Every parish, not just my parish, every parish is called to pray for American priests. Every parish is called to prepare each other for the coming of Jesus Christ. It's going to come sometime. It may be a million years from now, but it may be tonight. And we must be ready. Every parish is called to be a bulwark of the true faith and a refuge for sinners, which is all of us. Every parish receives that call from Our Lady, and it is the gospel call. Perhaps now, for the first time, we really understand the truth of Father Jozo's words, that Medjugorje must come to us. We must make it come to others through our witness. Someone mentioned today that the message of Medjugorje is the message of the gospel, and that is so true. It is not a new message. Is everything Jesus has told us to live. It's something that's all through the New Testament. And I would just like to end by reading a short passage from St. Paul, which gives us the five-point message of Our Lady. I then, a prisoner for the Lord. Folks, what is a prisoner but someone who is totally surrendered into someone else's hands? A prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live a life, to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. Thank you for responding to my call. Live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Our Lady's message, peace, peace, peace. One body and one spirit, as you are also called to the one hope of your call. And remember now what Our Lady said for her reason, for her appearances in Medjugorje at the very beginning. I have come to tell you that there is one God. So St. Paul says the same message. The one hope of your call is this. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And everything I've told you about my experiences in Medjugorje, and there is a ton more after 5 trips in 11 months. But everything I've told you today is simply to assure you of what I received, that there truly is a God. He really exists. He knows each one of us by name, whether it's Thomas or Timothy. He knows what we're doing as sheep or as shepherds. He calls each one of us to a special task, as Bishop Ott said, from the very moment of our own conception, as with Mary, God knows us and calls us through Mary, his mother, leading us to Jesus, his son, to accept our own part in his plan, whatever our part may be, and it must be done, as John the Baptist recommended at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, with humility and a consciousness of our sins. It must be done as Jesus, the obedient servant, did, with prayer and with fasting. It must be done as Paul did, with faith in the one true God. It must be done as Mary did, with a spirit of total self-surrender. I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. And it must be done, people of God and my brother priests, today and not tomorrow, because tomorrow may be too late. The experience of the people of Yugoslavia should remind us that everything will not always be peaceful in life. And now those people in Yugoslavia, and especially the people in Medjugorje, who perhaps got too caught up in making beds and thus skipping prayers, in cooking meals and thus missing Mass, in selling religious articles and thus forgetting to pray, those people now are praying and fasting and getting back to their original call, which was not to be business people, but to be a village of prayer. We too may be humbled and brought to our knees for our sins in this nation. We must never forget that if God exists, he is not only good, but he is just. And he will call us each to account, especially will he call his priests to account for what we are doing to and for our people. Let us not be like the foolish virgins in the gospel who were caught unprepared. Stay awake, therefore. You do not know the day nor the hour of his coming. He has sent his mother to prepare us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mother and Queen of Peace, God bless you for your patience.